This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back in to the Drive of Fun Friday. Clint was out today, but Luke has been in the building holding it down, and we've had a good time as usual. You learn a lot of things the more you work with folks, and the thing that I've learned is, you know, Tyler, the disdain for Sheldon Cooper from... from Luke, and I don't know. I wonder if the hatred also even slides to a Houston icon and Jim Parsons, who played the role of the older Sheldon. But that came out. Who gives that guy two series?
I was with him though. I never liked either one of them shows. Thought they were stupid.
I mean, they weren't down my. I have not. I don't. My son watched. Young Sheldon.
My wife was a big Big Bang Theory fan.
I've never tried it. And I know he won Jim, or I'm sorry, don't mean to bring up Sheldon Cooper, but Sheldon Cooper, that
yeah.
character, Jim won a ton of Emmys for best actor in a comedic series, but it never seemed to really catch my attention. Like what I felt like the premise was about. Like it's smart guys, right?
Yeah.
And
it's a bunch of nerds, yeah.
And then one of them was in a relationship with an attractive.
Yeah.
Kelly Cuoco
from Eight Simple Rules.
That's right. Johnny Galecki was with her.
Yes.
It's the character though in particular that I don't know how you could watch Big Bang. I wasn't really a fan of the show, and see Sheldon and think this guy should have his own that character. It was so
we need to see
intolerable.
The early age. They got 12 seasons out of Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah, I didn't know the number, but I knew it was a lot.
12.
Yeah,
it's the worst character.
That's too long for any series.
Well, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is going on like year 17.
They're not even. I mean, and Grey's Anatomy is like at 25. Yeah. Ridiculous. But like you're running out of story to tell. 12 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's aggressive. But no, that was never one I got in. But
that character, worst character, along with Frasier, to get a second
shot. Son of a man, you ain't gonna do that on Frasier Crane. Frasier Crane?
About to say something that's going to upset you.
That spinoff, that's one of the greatest spinoffs of all time.
I've never seen Frasier.
That's not going to upset me.
I've heard it's great, and a lot of my friends tell me about it, but I've never seen it.
Frasier is so much better than it was on Cheers, and it's a great day.
I never got into Frasier. So boring to me. I never got it.
Oh,
not man. Like it. And I put Chachi up there, too.
Joni loves Chachi.
Exactly. Yep. Terrible characters to get a second show.
Frasier, that what was perfect. That was he was the perfect. What? Would you think Norm should have got the spinoff? Who do you think should have got the spinoff on Cheers?
Norm probably would have been more entertaining.
No, man. Frasier was great. Like Frasier.
Why didn't it need a spinoff? It goes back to your 12-season idea. Why can't we just let things be? Why do we always need in excess?
Well, some of them work. Like, some work. Like, all the spinoffs of All in the Family. Like, they work. You know, Maude, that works. Maude, then Birth, Good Times, that works. The Jeffersons, the spinoff, I'm into this thing. Like, they work.
Joey did not.
Joey did not.
No.
That did not. No, there are some bad ones.
And I like Joey, but there's another ridiculous character to get a second show.
There are some. That one, I agree with you. Of all people, that would not have what I would have played.
Cleveland from Family Guy?
That worked.
He needed his own show?
I never saw the Cleveland show.
Of all the characters?
I haven't seen the Paperboy anymore.
Yeah, I'd rather he would be more interesting to have a spinoff.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, there's some bad ones. Listen, young Sheldon, I mean, if...
By the way, Jim Parsons, Houstonian.
So he's not listening to Sheldon.
Yeah, glad the producer listens.
Did y'all mention it?
Yep.
You never do that.
Oh, I don't.
Never. Did it yesterday to Clint 3 times.
I did not. Not true. Not true at all. But, Houstonian, Jim Parsons. He is a huge Houston legend right there. Cannot believe you just shot him down.
Good actor. He played the character really well.
Are you just picking spinoffs that have been wildly successful and saying like that you hate them? Like Better Call Saul. Do you think there was no need for that spinoff?
But I never watched it.
Another one I haven't seen, but a lot of success.
Like, I love Odenkirk.
God, like, good Lord. Like, yeah, man. Like, there should, like, Golden Girls, I would love to continue the story with Branch.
Never seen Golden Girls.
I'm Blanche, with you there.
With Blanche Devereaux. I would have loved to see where she was going to whore herself through the rest of her 70s. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The old whore?
But instead, they did one. They did the Golden Palace.
Where I've never heard of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when they followed, it was more built around Sophia.
Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't
great. I had no idea.
It wasn't great, yeah. Now, if you could tell me another new story, it's cool. Like, like Frasier, completely different story. Great one.
Yeah, but it's just a story that didn't need to be told.
Sure it did. It did. Coming up behind us, people who can appreciate a good spinoff, the fellas, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. If you missed it, yesterday, hey, they had a good conversation with our guy, Wade Smith. So if you miss that, you don't want to miss them each and every night. They do a lot of good things. And then tonight, in honor of March Madness happening, and Grand Canyon is not getting any better, in honor of March Madness happening, they will do some Texans-themed brackets for you guys. So make sure you listen. Yes, A Different World, another great one off The Cosby Show. Solid one. When they got rid of Marissa Tomei, they really got that thing into the right direction. It's a tough one to get rid of. But when they got rid of her, she was holding
that
it down.
Sentence very often.
Well, I mean, they felt like they were trying to force, they had to feel like they had to have a white character in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to force Marissa Tomei, and then they finally just said, well, let's just do our thing. And it worked. Worked for them. March Madness will follow, continue courtesy of Westwood One, will follow the fellas on. From Texans All Access. So you got that till 7, and then you can watch or listen to the rest of that coverage moving forward. So that'll be fun tonight. So stay tuned for that. T-Mills Best Bets coming up here in just a bit. And I want to say this. Tomorrow, many of you, you Houston Cougar fans, there's some nerves here because Gonzaga, they beat the hell out of Georgia. And that's on Georgia. Georgia just can't. I mean, you can't get out 27-3, whatever that was, they got down. And Gonzaga played their hearts out. I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, Houston is going to suffocate the hell out of them.
Go Cougs!
U of H, I think it's going to be comfortable. I don't think Gonzaga is ready for that constant pressure. And now Kelvin Sampson, who probably was in his bed kicking and screaming up and down in excitement. If you don't remember what Isaiah Thomas did in Detroit when he was on the ground kicking his legs in the air after he scored a basket in the playoffs, that's what I think Kelvin Sampson was doing in his bed, because everyone's been talking up Gonzaga and he ain't got too much motivation to have to do. Look what they're saying. They're going to get you. And I think they're going to be a real problem for Houston. Houston, the way they defend and suffocate you, they just don't let you get nothing. And I think they are going to be alerted and motivated to proving a point and shutting them down. So I think you got nothing to worry about, U of H fans. I think they're going to go ahead and take care of business big time and win with some comfort tomorrow.
Oof.
Tomorrow against Gonzaga. I respect Mark Few.
Yeah.
I think he's a great coach. He's not won a national championship yet, mm-hmm. but I think he's a great coach. But I think Houston is going to beat the brakes off.
Yeah, this is another area where we disagree. I think Houston will win, but I do think we get a good game tomorrow. And look,
you think this thing is in doubt at the under 4 mark. Like under 4 minutes, going to the under 4 timeout, you think this thing's
in doubt. It might be a situation where Houston's in control for most of the game, but it'll be close. Like the line is 5.5. I might even take Gonzaga. I think it's right around there. I think it's a couple possession game. I don't think it's over 12.
I'm not saying it's going to be Maryland and Grand Canyon, 81-49. But thanks, Bryce Drew, for bringing your kids in there. But I think this thing is going to get rough.
And I usually don't like Gonzaga or that conference. I mean, we saw St. Mary's struggle today and just pull it out. I don't really trust that conference, but the metrics, I'm obviously a big data guy, and the metrics are really high on the Zags this year. And they defend the three-point line really well. They're one of the most experienced teams in the country, which I always prefer this time of year. They got some size to them. So it'll be interesting. And they bring a different pace than Houston. Now, a lot of times it's about which team can dictate that pace, and that's something that Houston does very well. But if Gonzaga can try to get you to play their style.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit. They might be able to benefit there. So I think it will be a good game, a close game. I do think Houston wins, but I'm in that camp of thinking, you know, Gonzaga might give a tough test. This might be the best team that Houston faces in their region until they get to the Final Four, because I don't know if Tennessee is going to make it to the Elite Eight. So it might be this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, T-Mill, give me your best bets. And if I were you, I'd have Houston on there. Give me your best bets, Tyler, as Yeah, two for...
It's been a decent week.
Two for three yesterday. What you got?
Yeah. Yesterday wasn't super great, but for the week, we're right at that 60% mark. So we need to hit three at least of these five on a Friday to finish with a successful week. I got five of them all tonight, March Madness. First, I got Bryant plus 10 in the first half against Michigan State. Then I got New Mexico Marquette under in the first half, that number being 71.
Yeah.
Next, like I'm on the Lobos, New Mexico plus 4.5 tonight against Marquette. This game actually might just have gotten underway, or it's about to, so jump on it if you want. Norfolk State plus 28.5 against Florida. I think Florida wins, obviously. That's
Norfolk State said they were pissed about that line.
Yeah, 28.5, that's a lot. And then lastly, an under, Akron and Arizona, under 167 tonight. Those are your five. Let's hit three at least of those and finish strong.
Yeah, I like the New Mexico and Marquette first half score. That under, that Norfolk State, man. Like, I can't tell if what they did pissed off Florida. Like, I can't, I don't think that thing's going to be close, but 28 is a big number. There's just a lot that can happen at the end of the game. So I probably just would have completely stayed away from it. I don't know. I'd just watch what Grand Canyon happened to them.
Yeah, I know. I'm already on Norfolk State, so hopefully I don't mush you. I'll be riding with you.
Let's go.
There it is. All right. Tyler, great job as always. Luke, we appreciate you stepping in for Clint.
My pleasure.
Everybody should be back on Monday. Great job, Luke. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Sponsored by Reynolds. Nope. No, it's not. Did I just make up Reynolds Wrap? Tyler is a sponsor to the NCAA tournament update.
I think you did, but I like it. It sticks.
It does.
Yeah. You get it.
Old Reynolds Wrap. Sorry about that.
That'll stick.
Well, hell, here, there's an opportunity for you right now in the next 2 hours. I just made up a tournament update and a sponsor all at once right there.
Reynolds Wrap, keeping our hot takes fresh.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.